Rick Braun. I lined up a couple of his songs.
You did? These are new to me, so thanks.
Oh, man, on Sundays when they play this on the radio, Jazz 98, I hate to give them a shout-out because they run Ron Johnson commercials, too.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I know. So,
anyway. Tune out during those.
Sometimes I need the music really, really bad, and if I don't have my headset, then I can't just pull out. But that's the nice thing about, you know, these phones that we have, right? We can just listen to something, be distracted wherever we go. But back to the Republicans. Before I get to Ron Johnson, you know, I had to laugh. Liz Cheney. Yes, it's great that you're standing up and defending democracy. I guess if that's what you want to call it. But when she said that, you know, if there's evidence there that crimes have been committed and then you don't prosecute anybody, that's not democracy, right? That's not law and democracy. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, George W. and your dad? War criminals can't even go.
How'd you feel about Dick's message?
What a clown. Ah. Come on. God, he's, I can't remember how old he is, but it's not as old as I thought he was with that bad heart. And then he gets somebody else to give him a heart over somebody that more deserving for sure. Oh, you can't say that on Facebook. That's violent. That's called... Which also reminds me of, you know, of course, the congresswoman that would... Listen. Oh, you want to do Jeff's Guitar Clinic real quick? Sure. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Stoughton. For all your guitar needs, including handmade guitars for sale and lessons available, gift certificates, because, you know, who doesn't like music any time of year? And he's got a studio that we still haven't used yet, but we're getting there.
Sorry, I knew we had to get Jeff's in there, so I figured that was a good spot. We were talking about Cheney's, so let's just break it up.
Well, that's enough of the Cheney's. I mean, those guys are evil.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's all I wanted to say was, yeah, it's great. You're standing up against Trump. Whatever. Look at the damage your father did before we got to Trump. You know, paving the way, so to speak. Right? You know what? I despise them all. It's just the way it is. But Ron Johnson, when I heard him, what was it on Fox News or Newsmax or whatever psycho right wing, or was it on just all the news networks? I think it was. I think I saw it on CNN, corporate Nazi news, which is like middle of the road for me, right? I'm not for either party. I just want to laugh at the plastic people on this network too. It's just, but then you go to Newsmax and they're like, like mannequins, right?
Roji, what?
It's pretty freaky, man. Looking at him and listening to him, you know, lie and all this, and you hear, So anyway, the representative from Indiana that was killed in the accident, and they tried to blame it on the other person first, and then the cops were like, no, her driver crossed the center line. They don't know why, but you know, and then everybody comes out and thoughts and prayers and all this, and she was a great colleague and stuff. And then I looked at how she voted and who she supported and what she supports. I ain't gonna miss her. Sorry. You know, and then the two Republican wannabes that want to, you know, elevate themselves through that party. How am I supposed to feel sorry for somebody like that? I feel sorry for the person that was driving the other way that they killed. Damn, they crossed the center line. But anyway... So Ron Johnson, he's out there talking about ending Social Security and Medicare because it's all just discretionary spending and you don't have to do anything to get it. They just dole it out. And I'm like, you bastard, I paid for like 35, 40 years, man. If you go back to I was a kid when I had Social Security at 10 or 11 years old because I had a bait business with my brother picking night crawlers and selling, you know, hundreds of dozens every week, right? Are you kidding me, man? A Porsche? Oh, Ron Johnson. Yeah. He calls it discretionary spending, which would actually be what his salary is, isn't it? Taking tax dollars and paying him $200,000 a year with benefits for life? That's discretionary spending.
Yeah.
And it's really not very responsible spending either. But, you know, these people cheer for it. Yeah? Oh, are you working and paying what? So you think that by not paying in the rest of your life, the percentage that comes out of your pay is a good idea? Because you'll get to keep that money? Yeah, there'll be one more drive-through for that. Some of that, you know, massively processed burger through McDonald's to make yourself even dumber, man. What are you talking about? You're not going to have anything when you can't work anymore because you're not going to be saving that money.
That's the thing, right? I think all the mindset that they play off of is you get to keep more of your money to decide what you're going to do with it.
Oh, yeah, but fight increases to wages right. Because, here, let me tell you something, everybody out there. Yeah. Inflation has never, ever, ever been tied to the increase in wages. It's not. It's an increase in profit and greed and corruption from these corporations that just own our asses. Not me, because I'm growing my own tomatoes, and they're all like 5 feet tall, man. I am not kidding either.
Yeah, I love that. I love you growing tomatoes, man. It's good stuff.
That was my dad's favorite thing, so I didn't fall far from the tomato plant, obviously. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some good ones.
Yeah, so, yeah, Ron Johnson, discretionary spending. I paid that in out of my own check to take care of my own ass, and it's not even that much, okay? I didn't ask for much. I didn't get much. What I did do was work in a field that I felt pride in because I was helping people that couldn't get up and take care of themselves, man. Broken necks and backs and spines and, you know, limited use of their arms, nothing from the chest down. You guys suck, man. I'd rather hang out with those guys, and I did, till, you know, they died. But those were my friends, not just people I worked for, because it wasn't a lot of money, and you weren't there to make money off them, right? But you talk about people that have a sense of humor. Most people that I've met or worked for that are in wheelchairs for the whatever the length of their life is going to be, because it is shortened, they're the funniest and nicest people and smart as hell. And yes, they had good weed there too, man. I'm sure some of my friends would be going to Michigan if they were still here. And some, hey, I know some are, so I'm going to let him know. You just say, hey, just go across Lake Michigan, man. It's great over there. Another Rick Braun, man. This is when you just drop the windows down. You know what? I don't have a drop top, and I don't want it. It might rain later, right? I don't need that. My hair is blowing in the wind, listening to jazz. Right? Oh, yeah, Trumpty Dumpty. Did you see that dance? That's the last part, folks. You should have seen it. It's great. We'll be back. Hard break.